We begin Perikov, the fourth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Toim Nitin, laws of the claimant and the defendant in the Sefer Mishpatim Book of Judgments. We will continue the theme of the previous Perik, discussing the laws of Moedim Miktzah, someone who admits to partial of the claim, and regarding his liability, his obligation for an oath. As Rambam begins halacha off regarding that the halacha of the oath is only if there's a claim that could be measured. Im Moedim Miktzah Chayiv Shvu Menatar. This halacha, that is a biblical oath of someone who admits to part of the claim, is ad sheyitinenu bedavar, only if he claims from him something that's shebemida, that's measured, or b'mishkel, or with weight, or b'minyan, or with number. And b'yoydele bedavar, so the claim has to be with that, and he has to admit to him, both of these are required, to have shebemida, or shebemishkel, or shebeminyan, something that's measured, or weighed, or numbered. That's Rambam illustrates ketzad harso. So if he claims to him, asara dinarin yesh labiyatcha, there's 10 dinarim that I have by you. And he says, in lecha biyad el-chamisha, no, you only have 5 by me. Okay. Or, korchitim yesh labiyatcha. Again, and these are things that are numbered, and it's both by the claim and by the response. Or, korchitim yesh labiyatcha, a measurement of kor, of wheat, I have by you. And he says, in lecha biyad el-lesach, he says, no, only you have half of that by me. Or, shti litrin shel mesha yesh labiyatcha, 2 liter of silk I have by you. And he responds, in lecha biyad el-reutel. Okay, he's going to be obligated because both the claim and the denial are both, and the admission are both regarding things that are measured. But in case of anything similar like this, but if you don't have both, let's say he tells him, kis moli dinar mesatilach, a purse full of coins I gave to you. He didn't specify the amount. It wasn't measured. And responds, Lo mesarti li elechamishim, you only give me 50. So although the admission was distinct, but the claim wasn't. Or let's say, Mea dinar mesarti lach, the other way around. The claimant specified 100 dinar, so it's davar shebeminyan. It's measured. There's a number over here. 100 dinar I gave you. But the response, the admission, Lo mesarti li elechamishim, shel dinar, it says, no, you only give me a bundle of dinar of coins. But Lo minisa isim b'fani, you didn't count them in front of me. Veni de mahayiba, I don't know what was there. Umashe nachtat netel, what you left, you took. The part is going to be exempt because the Haidah wasn't in a davar, shebeminyan wasn't counted. In case of anything similar like this, has to be both the claim and the admission have to be davar, shebemida, shebemishkel, or shebeminyan. Halacha beis. If the claimant says, bayis moli tvu masartilach, look, I gave you a house full of grain. And the defendant says, li masarti li elasar karim, you only give me 10 kor. Or let's say, the other way around. He says, asar karim masartilach, I give you 10 kor. And he responds, any day come him. I don't know how many were. You didn't measure them in front of me. What you left, you took. Again, potter, you're going to be exempt because you don't have both of them. And these are the two opposites of the cases of having both the claim and of the response in a davar shebemida. Halacha gimel. Let's say, however, he says, bayizeh moli ad haziz masartilach. So although he doesn't say an exact amount, but he is measuring it, albeit in a very interesting way, says this house, up until the part of the beam that protrudes out of the wall of the house, that's how much I gave you full with grain. And the other one says, no, ad chaloyim, it's only up until the window. Ah, then chayiv is going to be obligated because that's considered davish ha-mesuim, it's considered a distinct measurement. But in case of anything like that, it doesn't have to be measured in the classic way. As long as it's measurable, then it's going to have the halacha maidim mitzvahs. Halacha dalet continues regarding, it has to also be a claim that one could have a denial on. That's what Mitzis is. There's a claim, and then he's admitting to part, but denying part of it. So, in Mitzis Chayv Shvua, the admission of part of the claim is not liable for an oath, unless there is an admission in something, she'ef shalalich, but he could have denied, he didn't, he admitted, but he didn't admit the whole thing, then, biblically, he's obligated an oath for the rest. Kids, how so? If someone claims from his friend and he says, okay, may dinar nishli yetzlach, there's 100 dinar that I have by you that you owe me. I'll show you where 100 is. 50 in this document, and another 50 without a document. And the defendant says, no, I only owe you the 50 that's in the document. Ain't somebody to make this. That's not admitting to part of the claim of 100 that is admitting to 50. Shashtar lay toil by kfir asa, because the document wouldn't help if he denied it. Because he has a document, he can't deny that. Vadikon lechasim ishubadim by, and all his assets are, there's a lien on his property for that, what's in the document. Vafalakofa by hayichab lesham, even if he were denied, he would be obligated to pay. So therefore, that's not considered admitting. It's like you're only totally denying the 50 that was not in the document. So biblically, there's no moedim miktzahs, but one would have to swear on the 50 of the oral loan that he has to take the rabbinic oath of a shvuas heses. Halacha he continues with the halacha known as meshel aveda, when someone is returning a lost object or anything similar like that in principle. So shtor shekasa beislam. If you have a document that it's written on it that he owes him slam, coins. But the last minyan doesn't say how many. Now Malvoy, the lender, says, oh, chamish slam shesh lebiyadcha him aksum bay. Oh, that's the five slam that I have by you that's written over here. Doesn't say, but it was five. But Leibam, the borrower, says, no, en lecho biyadei ala shalish. I only owe you three. Vehim aksum b'shtar. When we say slam over here, it means three. Now, although really this document only obligates the borrower for two, because that's the minimum of plurality, and that's all it says, slum, and more than that, there's no indicator of proof, and the lender always has to bring proof. Now, this borrower, so two is obligated, and that he can't deny because it's a document, but that's two. Now, there's a third seller that he's admitting to. He's not saying, I just owe you two, he's saying it's three. Now that seller, she'ef shalichbay, he could have denied it. So we said, wait a second, anything that you could deny and you're admitting to, and you're denying the other two from the five that the lender is claiming, no. Even so, hareza part of this case, he's going to be exempt. Why? He is like someone who's returning a lost object, you didn't know anything that I had to, on my own volition, I'm returning it. I found it and I'm saying, and now you're claiming there was more money in the wallet that I'm returning to you. I don't have to swear. And this is like that, because for the Kan Zachami, it's a rabbinic institution. Shekosh Yashav Aved, whoever returns a lost object, Lo Yashav Aved doesn't swear Kamer Shabbat, like we explained in its plays in the 13th parak in Hilchot Gezeilah Aved Alachachav. And the reason for that is because you can obligate someone to find a lost object that he has to swear that what he found was not as much as the claimant saying he had lost. He's not going to return it. Here also, I didn't have to say it was three slum. I could have said two, and I wouldn't have been mechleib, because the document only shows two, because it just says plurality. And if he's adding on a third one, that does not obligate him for the Maidim Mikzis of the remaining two that he's denying. So the Pesach says to his friend, Amali Abba, my father says, Shish li biyad chamana, that I have by you, you owe us 100 dinar. V'alo Imran, the defendant says, no, I only owe you 50. Hareza Mesha Veda, that's considered as the same category of returning a lost object, because he could have denied the whole thing. Because when a lender claims on his own, we say a person doesn't have the audacity to totally deny. And therefore, that's why he's admitting, therefore he's chayiv. But in front of the son, who doesn't know anything about his father's affairs, although the father says, he could just totally have the audacity and he could deny it to his face. So therefore, Pater Av Meshavu says that he's going to be exempt, even in this case, even from the rabbinic oath of Hesses. And the reason that is, because an inheritor that's relying on what he heard from his father, it's like a doubtful claim. So it's not really so difficult for the defendant to totally deny everything. And he's like really just like a Meshav Veda, and he's going to be totally exempt even from Meshavu Hesses. Now, we for sure enough to say, if he on his own admission had initiated this and he said, oh, your father had 100 dinarim by me, but I already gave him 50 of them, there's only remaining with 50. Then Meshuvah is going to be exempt even from the rabbinic oath of Meshuvah Sesses. Now, Abba Yair Shatan Ba'amah, but in contrast, if you have an inheritor that claims and he says, I know definitively, not just Tain Hashem, but that what my father told me, maybe, no, I know for sure, Shishla Avi Biyadcha, that my father has by you, or Biyad Avicha, or by your father. Mana 100 dinarim, Voimran, the defendant says, no, Ein Lo Biyad El Chamishim, only has by me 50. Oy, Ein Lo Biyad Avi El Chamishim, only by my father is 50? Hariza Maid Bemixes Vyashabeya, no, he's admitting to part of the claim, because he's coming with a definite claim, and then he has to swear the Shvua of Maid Bemixes. Halach above continues regarding if the claim is coming also with collateral, the security that the lender has. So let's say the claimant says, see this security that I have of yours, that's because you owe me 100 dinar. And the defendant says, no, yeah, you have security for me, but I only owe you 50, not 100. So he's admitting to part of the claim, and therefore he has to swear on the rest, which really, this halacha is coming to tell us a general rule that security is not like halach, where it's like, okay, I owe you, take this security. And if that's the case, well, then I'm not admitting to anything because that's what I owe you and the security has that, and I'm denying the rest. It would be a total kfir bakol. It's not like that. In all the cases that were coming, I was coming to say specifics under this general categorical halacha, and they're all talking about where he's claiming him 100 is admitting to 50. Now, let's say in a mashkin shavet l'chamisha my pachas. Let's say the collateral itself is only worth 50 or less. So he's a nishba. So he swears regarding the rest that he's denying. And he pays the 50 that he admits to. Like we said, the 50 of the, even if the security was worth that amount, is not considered like halach, like, oh, here you have it, because the halach of halach is that, like, oh, I'm not admitting and denying. This is yours already, and the rest I'm totally denying. No, it is moedim mikzis. Now, what happens if Hoya Mashkin Shava Meya Yasser? What happens if the security itself, however, again, the lender's claiming 100, the defendant saying, the borrower saying 50, and the security itself, let's say it's worth 100 or more. Now, here it's different. Since the lender has the ability to claim on this loan up until the worth of the security, because he could claim that he lent him that value because he's in possession of that security, so he could just hold on to it anyway, which is worth the amount that he's claiming for. So then, so the lender swears, and he takes from the value of the security, and the borrower cannot exempt himself by taking a shvuah ma'id miktzis because here he has possession of it. And therefore, we allow him to maintain it by taking a shvuah, this lender, and collecting up until how much he claims the loan is for. Now, let's say he shava shmeinim. Let's say the security was worth 80. And again, the lender is claiming 100, and the bar is claiming 50. So nishba hamalva, so the lender swears, shein lepachas mishmam, there doesn't have less than 80. Again, because he could take up until whatever amount, because he's in possession of it, up until the amount of the security, which was 80. And then there's remaining 20, which he doesn't have security on that anymore. And then the borrower swears biblically on the ma'idim and mixes on the 20 that he is denying, and the lender does not have security on that because he is admitting the part, but he's denying part, and that part that he's denying, he would have to make a ma'idim and mixes. Now, let's say kafa b'kol ba'amar. No, let's say the bar actually denies the whole thing. And he says, it's a mashkin. This is not security. El b'kadin. I gave you guys a deposit. Ve'imla yetzli kluman. This guy doesn't have anything on me at all. So nishba hamal v'shein l'pachas mishman. Again, the lender swears he doesn't have less than 80 because he's in possession of it. So he gets to hold on to it. Even though the other guy's claiming it's a deposit and you have to give it back to me. He gets to swear and keep 80. V'nishba loy v'hesis alesim. And the bar swears a rabbinic oath only on the remaining 20, because again, he's totally denying everything. He's not admitting and denying. And therefore, he would make just a rabbinic oath without holding a holy object on the remaining 20. Halacha Zayin, what happens if someone is obligated an oath, but he cannot make a shvuah? So let's say, Manu li biyadcha. The claimant says, there's 100 dinar you owe me. V'loimelein, the defendant says, chamishim badi yesh lecha biyadi. You're right. 50, I know for sure that I have that I owe you. Aval chamishim, this other 50 you're talking about, any day mani chayiv ben elav. I don't know if I owe you that or not. So he's obligated in the oath because there's a definite claim and he has to swear to that effect because he admitted to part of the claim. But he cannot take an oath on the part that he denied any day. He doesn't know. He can't swear, I don't owe you. I might. I don't know for sure. I don't want to give you if I don't know you. Therefore, he has to pay all 100 dinarim without an oath, because that's the general rule. When you cannot swear, you have to pay. And here he can't swear because he doesn't know. Now, Bechim Kreitzim is anything that has similar case, has the same halacha. But, V'yesh L'hachem, he could take out a general cheirim, an excommunication, on Misha Toyin Elai Dava, She'en Yudeh B'vadai, She'en Yichai Boy. Anyone's making a claim on me, somebody that does not know definitively that I owe him, because maybe it's a trick, because I don't know, and he knows I don't know, well, he could make a claim if he really knows. But if he doesn't really know, and he's just making me take an oath, which I can't, so then there should be a cheirim on such a person, which refers to the lender, he just doesn't name him by name. Halacha Ches. Let's say the claimant says, "Money li biyadcha." Oh, there's 100 dinar you owe me. V'hadeid echad meirulav, and there is also he has one witness that he brings that testifies this. V'anitinaymer, and the one who's being claimed, he says, "Kenhu, the truth is yes. There's 100 dinar that you have by me. Aval atachayiv li kenegadrais amana, but you commensurate correlate owe me also 100 dinar. Harizim achoyiv shvua." So obviously we know with one witness who obligates an oath to go ahead and say that you don't owe him. But he can't swear, and therefore Misham, and therefore he has to pay, because we're talking about where the defendant can't say, I paid you. Let's say it's within the time frame of when it wasn't due yet, or when the witness testifies that it's with the lender and the borrower from the time of the loan up until now. Because if it wasn't any one of those type of situations, then actually he would be believed with a migui to say that I did pay. But he can't say, I paid. So you can't say you paid, so what are you going to say? You can't swear. Says Ram, Nima Ein Yochel Lishabaya, why can't he swear? So he explains. Shadu Maidib Mashayid Bayahid. He's admitting to what the witness has said. The Inna Nishba Bahadois Eidach Nishba, and you can't have a person swearing with what, because one witness, like two people, would make him pay. One witness would make a Shvua. So he says you owe him 100. Now you're saying the other guy owes you 100 too. Well, we don't have any definite proof. You want to get yourself out of this, but you have to swear for the Shvua that Echad's Machayib. And the oath that is obligated from one witness is achiyachash aseid. That requires a oath that will refute the witness, and refute his testimony. the Yishalak Kivirus, and he has to swear regarding that denial, which you're not doing that. You're not denying what he's saying. You're just saying that he owes you too. That doesn't help. That what does that do with the witness's claim? And you're not denying that. Therefore, that's why you have to pay. And lefikir, therefore, the same thing would be, if you have a document that has one witness, and he claims that he paid him up. No. Like we said, had there been two witnesses, he wouldn't be believed to say, I paid you up, because that's by the guy, the claimant, has a document with two witnesses. But it only has one witness, and you're claiming you paid him up. Or, let's say, this guy is a denier. In other words, he claimed he didn't borrow money. Then one witness came along and says, he did borrow. And he says, yes, I borrowed, but I paid up. But we already caught him already lying. Shebol, where we have one witness comes on him, and he claims that, yeah, oh, you're right, I did borrow, but I paid it up. I gave back the deposit. So, harizim b'chuyi v'shvuyi. So, he's obligated an oath regarding what the Eid Echad is saying, but he cannot swear, because either because he's a denier, so, and the Mishalim, because he's claiming he did pay. So, but Eid Echad saying that you owe, and I'm not denying that, but I claim I don't owe you. So if you cannot swear to refute the Eid Echad, that is, you can't swear. So then the Mishalim, yeah, the only way out of the payment is by swearing, and you can't swear, so you have to pay. And Ma'aseh Echad, the story with an individual, he grabbed away a bar of silver from his friend in front of one witness. And the one witness comes with the guy to court, says, yeah, look, he could even testify that he grabbed away from me. And the guy said, yes, I did grab it, but for sure, what I grabbed was mine. The sage said, yeah, but the one witness is obligating you an oath. Now, he's obligated an oath. The problem is, he cannot swear. Why can't he swear? What are you going to swear, that it is yours? But that's not refuting the Eid Echad. Eid Echad bin Mechayev Shavua. And you're admitting to what he's saying. So since you can't swear to refute him, Umashalm, you have to pay. V'chan k'etz b'zenzing similar like that, which that's known as Naschad Rababa, the Gemara with the story with Rababa, which was the silver bar, which, you're right, you're saying what he's saying, it's true, but you're actually saying something else, but that's not refuting the Eid Echad, and the only way out of it is to make a Shavua for refuting him, and you can't because you're admitting to what he's saying. So if you have to pay. Halacha test. If let's say the claimant says, Manahil v'sicha, I lent you 100 dinar, and the defendant says, Lahay d'varam, this never happened at all. Hebi eid echad shalavim imen fun of. Then he brings one witness that he borrowed money from him in front of this eid echad. Now, hoil v'ilohi shalavim, now since had there been two witnesses, hoi mukhzik kafir masham, this guy, the borrower would have been presumed as a status, as a liar, as a denier, and he would have to pay, k'mash is like we can explain later on, perek v'balacha aleph. So in this situation, harisha nishbal pi eid echad, he would have to take an oath based on the testimony of the single witness. Because anywhere where two witnesses obligate money, one witness obligates as an oath. And here where he's denying, you have to go ahead and take an oath regarding the one witness's testimony. Chazavama, let's say, subsequently says, Pardati, says, oh, you're right, I did borrow, but I paid. Mishalim b'lei shvua. Then actually, he has to pay without even the claimant being obligated an oath, like we explain in Perek Yudalef Hilchos Mavaloi V'Halacha Yudalef, where if you say you didn't borrow, then you obviously didn't pay, and your admission is like 100 witnesses, and therefore, once we have already that you did borrow, and you're saying you're paying, that he could collect, he has to pay even without an oath. Halacha Yud, finally, that regarding, what happens if you have witnesses on part of the claim? We were talking about admission regarding part of the claim. Let's say the claimant says, "Man libiatcha, it's 100 dinar that I have by you." And the defendant says, "In lach be'ed klum, I don't owe you anything." For aidim me'idna love. Now, witnesses testify on him. Shadayin yeshla es lachemishim. No, it's not true. You're right. He's claiming 100. He's denying the whole thing. He says, "No, he still owes him 50." So pasuk kala ga'in malacha. So all the ga'inim, they have ruled the halacha is sheisham chamishim. He has to pay the 50. Obviously, that the witnesses are saying. And v'yishaval ashay, has to swear regarding the rest. Why? Shalitei haydoy is piv. We shouldn't have the admission of the defendant's own guilt to be gedoyle madas edim, greater than the testimony of witnesses. In other words, if the person's own admission of 50 obligates him on an oath on the remaining 50 that he denies, known as maidim miktis, for sure, when witnesses testify that he owes the 50, that he has to pay the 50, and then the guy's denying the other 50, that will also be included in the halacha of maidim miktis, even though he's not admitting it, but he's being obligated to witnesses, and therefore he will be chayav shvua on the rest.